In the previous activities, we've learned a lot about the classification of animals and the similarities and differences amongst primates and humans. First, we learned how tricky it can be to find the right characters to use when trying to figure out how animals are related. It's easy to understand how most times when a new fossil animal is discovered, there's a long period of arguing before scientists decide where it belongs in the family tree. Next, we learned about the different kinds of locomotion used by different primates. Can you remember what they are? Why do you think humans are the only primates that walk upright?